You pray for me.
I know God.
And watch God change me. Is there anybody this morning who is praying or watch God change something? Switch it up. Flip the script. But we worship the mighty God. Well, I thank God for this opportunity this morning. Day I never thought I would see. In fact, I had planned if I would stay to retire at 70 years old. I'm 73, but after going through so much, and not only me, but four deacons in particular, and their family, what they went through. Even though I could have gone back, I'm sure Pastor Watson would have taken me with open arms, just like he sent me away. Man, I've been ready to have you do this. But when to hurt people like they were hurt, I was hurt. I put them to call them and say, when you come to preach, you show up, they joke and say, well, you have service in the parking lot. You know, it was only right. Because I'm a lazy head coach. Man, he was off at 12, came up a hard way. I was a pharmacist in an area of town where many people didn't come. And so I had to learn how to treat people right away. Well, I would have been laid out a long time ago. And so I was no different than being a pastor. No big eyes, no small views. All of us were God's children. So, New Hope Fellowship here, New Hope Fellowship watching in. I just thank God for you. And as we continue on this journey, I just pray that God will bless us even more. I want to tag that text that was read, celebrate. Celebrate. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for 10 years. 10 years of praising and worshiping your holy and righteous name as New Hope Fellowship. We thank you for the prayers. We thank you for the songs. We thank you for the reading of holy word. But now comes the preaching moment. And, oh, Lord, I just ask you to search me. And I ask you, oh, Lord, that what's been poured into my spirit is of you. And anything that is from the deceiver, I ask you to remove it, or anything destructive in me. Get rid of it, no matter how painful it might be. Give me that clarity of sight, of speech, and of mind. Because people need to understand this word that was written over 3,000 years ago and how it applies in our lives each and every day. I thank you, Lord, that you answered my prayer, that you gave me a halfway decent night to sleep last night. So even though my tongue will get tied up when I get excited, it won't get tied up because I'm tired. And I ask you to give me the strength. Because you've done it before, I know you can do it again. This prayer I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Celebrate. We have gathered this morning to celebrate. Well, on that first Sunday of September in 2010, oh, it seems like it was yesterday, yet it was 10 years ago when we first came together. We did not intend to become a church. We came together to heal. But God had other plans, because the more we met, the more we wanted to be together. And I thank God for the past 10 years, but I'm looking forward to more from God, more from our present members, and more from the members that God is going to send us. Celebration is a good thing. Most of us celebrate when things have happened. But you know, sometimes I think we need to celebrate in advance for some of the things we expect to happen in our lives, and celebrate in advance for what God is going to do. But when it's time to work, when it's time to embrace what God has done, the enemy starts working to do everything they can to keep what has been put in place from coming to fruition. And for those who read the side of the cereal box like me and remember recent history, that's what happened on Inauguration Day in 2009. People were celebrating, and Mitch McConnell and others set a plan in motion to make sure that the new president served only one term. See, that part of the plan did not work. However, so much that should have been done, so much that could have been done, it did not happen. And see, not only are we celebrating the birth of this fellowship, when I finish preaching and giving the invitation, we're going to celebrate Holy Communion, a celebration that Jesus took part of in the night before he was crucified as Passover. The celebration is different now. Not much is required. In fact, celebrating what grew out of Passover has become easy. You'll understand when I get to the text. In fact, in Buff Bible study the other day, I said, we have made becoming a Christian too easy. Too many don't even want to attend new members class. In fact, I got called up about that one time. Baby. You know all about it. That's why you're laughing. There is no commitment. Some don't even want to define what is required of membership because they want to be able to call in whoever they want to when the church meeting. See, the early church had high standards. And even though most people could not read, people knew what they believed before they were baptized. Amen. Like preach on, Pastor Andrew. See, if we went back to doing that thing, I know the number of Christians would go down at first, but that's already the case. Just think, however, what a difference Christianity would make if all of us would take up our crosses just like Jesus took up his cross. Last week, Moses was given his instructions. So let's fast forward. Moses meets with Pharaoh. Pharaoh gets mad and says, have the Hebrews make bricks without straw. And even though Moses was trying to set the people free, when things get a little tight, not then, but we are not just then, but when we should be embracing our freedom, we, like the Hebrews, turn on those who are trying to set us free. Freedom has its cost. See, we are New Hope Fellowship this morning because God set us free, and because we are free, there are some costs. Pharaoh's heart kept getting harder. And the harder his heart got, the more God put on display. The waters of the Nile turned to blood. God called the frogs together. And the frogs invaded the land. Oh yeah, the animals listened to God better than we do. Even the lice listened to God and started swarming. Insects did the same. Viruses were called into play. And the animals got sick and died. God told Moses and Aaron to take some ash from a furnace and throw it up in the air that resulted in skin sores and blisters for the people of Egypt. See, I don't know why some people play with God, but those are just a few of the things in God's hospital. But then God opened up the sky and hail fell and the thunder rolled. Hail and thunder that caused devastation among the man and everything on them. Then God called on the locusts and they devoured, but the hail did not destroy them. God hid the sun and darkness cover the land, but that was not the final disaster. And before I get to that one, how many hearts are still hard? How many of the hearts of our leaders are hard? Especially since God keeps showing us what only God can do. See, because hearts are hard, COVID-19 has been called a hoax. We've had two hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time. One storm became a strong category 4 storm, but climate change is made up. See, we have people who call themselves Christians, but they never display the love that Jesus showed. See, hearts are so hard in the United States this morning. Trump has called for the end of diversity training. For him, it's un-American to challenge white supremacy or racism. See, I hope you're reading your Bibles, for when people the Hebrews for freedom, to protect the Hebrews from death. God gave them a specific date to celebrate. Well, God set the date for the first celebration, and God reminded them to continue to celebrate. Jesus celebrated this meal. Jews celebrate the same meal today. And even though as Christians we celebrate Holy Communion on different Sundays, it's Passover in a different form. And as I sometimes say about the Lord's Supper, it's not just freedom from physical slavery, it's freedom from the slavery of sin and death. When God established Passover, God was setting up a new calendar. But in verse 2, God tells Moses, this will be the first month of your year. It will be the first month of the year for you. See, God was doing a new thing, because for 400 years, the Hebrews had lived under the timeline and cultures of the Egyptians. God said, I'm going to get you all to a new start. From now on, you're going to measure time based on when I set you free. And we see God doing the same thing with Jesus. And even though we might not be able to set up a new timeline for ourselves, there are things in this culture that we live in, there are things in this culture that are against our best interest. I don't know about you, but as for me, it's time for us to let those things go. God goes on to say, in that first month, on the 10th day, the Hebrews were to take a lamb from each household. A lamb from each house. And because God didn't want to waste any of their resources, God says, if one household is too small for a lamb, it should be shared with a neighbor nearby. See, don't let that fly over your head. They were slaves. They didn't have much. Yet God commanded them to share. See, and I believe things would be much better for us as a people if we would share. Share, because even though we claim we don't have much, think of all the food we throw away, all the other things that we threw away. We need to share instead of carrying stuff to the dump. God even told when to share it, to do it equally. Divide the lamb in proportion to the number of people who are eating it. See, in God's kingdom, and that's what God wants us to pray right here on earth, nobody is to overeat in God's house while other folks go hungry. Amen. Preach on. And then God tells them about the sacrifice. It had to be a flawless sacrifice. Oh, they were like us. They were our cousins. You know how we were and how we are. We hold on to our best. Give God and others what we don't want. But God said to them, this time and every time they celebrate, give God your best. And that's something all of us need to embrace. Not our best based on what other folk give, but our best in whatever we do for Almighty God. But when it comes to what God gives us, God always gives us the best. God doesn't give us no leftover air, no leftover sun, no leftover moon, no leftover water. God gives us his best. We got to give God our best. And that's why God said it should be a flawless year old man. That's a male full of possibilities. Years of producing. Years of producing more lambs. See, the Hebrews were asked to sacrifice something of real value when they had very little. And even though the animal was to be chosen on the 10th day, they had to watch over it until the 14th day. Y'all will get that in a minute. That's like God was saying, Look at what you were given up. And if you want to take it back, God was giving them the chance to take the flawless sacrifice back. Oh, y'all missed it. See, y'all missed it. Shout it. See, God knows our hearts, and God will always allow time for our real intentions to come to the surface. If you don't want to give it, don't put it in there in the first place. For only on the twilight of the fourth day, 14th day, would the sacrifice be made. And then the sacrifice was symbolic. Because see, from the times of ancient traditional African religion, it was thought that blood was required to please the God. But the Hebrews then, they let the blood come. And that's why we sing so many times when we take communion. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood from the one day. On the cross, when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it wasn't blood for me. But the blood of Jesus covered you and covered me. I said the blood of Jesus covered you and covered me. See, that's why it bothers me when other preachers have the nerve to come up to me and tell me that I need their covering, you know. And all that means that they're going to take my money and then I'm going to beg y'all for more money so I can give it for them. See, you know, when the blood of Jesus has already covered me. Are we talking about 10 years ago? The blood of Jesus covered me when I got put out of. It's covered me right now. And the blood of Jesus is going to cover me when I get to glory. Oh, the Hebrews were told they should take some of the blood, smear on the two doorposts, and on the beam over the door of the houses in which they were. The blood, however, was not the cup. The blood was a sign of obedience. I know that the blood of Jesus has covered up, but what is your sign of obedience this morning? We exhibit a lot of signs in our life. However, are any of those signs of obedience to Almighty God? Remember I said earlier, I'll tell you how complicated the sacrifice was. They shall eat the meat roasted over the fire. That don't sound complicated. They should eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Bitter herbs because their lives had been embittered with years of hard labor. See, God was reminding them not only of what he was removing from them, God was reminding them of what they had been through. And see, that's why when I tell my story, I don't mind telling anybody what I've been through because it was the Lord who brought me through. And then see, boiling was the way in those days of how food was cooked. But God told them, don't eat it raw, but roast it on fire with the head, legs, and internal organs. See, the totality of the sacrifice had to go through the same. They were told, don't let any of it remain until the morning. And if any is, burn any of it left over in the morning. The sacrifice was for one meal and that meal only. That was complicated enough on the church. However, they were told, have a dress. Dress with sandals on your feet. Dress, have your walking stick in your hand. Boy, when I finish, you will have a whole lot of walking to do. You should eat your meal in a hurry. That's something I always do. Sabrina always telling me to slow down. But on this occasion, eat your meal in a hurry because God is doing something. And with so many down, with so many other jobs, with hate groups in power to roam the streets of our city, with hate speech at an all-time high level and lies coming out of the White House on a daily basis. Am I the only one this morning that wants God to do something? God then lets them know what God is going to do. And after when they do what God has told them to do. See, many of us forget, if we want God to do something, we should be ready to do something. But God said, do what I tell you, and I'm going to pass through the land of Egypt that night. And we don't want to talk about it. We're not talking about this kind of God anymore, the God of the Old Testament. But I believe that the God we serve still gets tired. Tired of oppression. Tired of lies. Tired of people being denied opportunities because of the color of their skin. I believe that when God gets tired, God is already passing through this land, but God is going to pass through this land even more. Just like God said, I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike them down. That's why I make sure that I'm on the Lord's side. I don't know about you. You need to be on the Lord's side. And that's why we got to stand up and speak up whenever evil raises his ugly head. Because when God passes through, God said that God will strike down the eldest of both humans and animals. In that case, we don't talk about that side of God. But it's there, and it's time for people to examine their ideologies. Time for people to examine some messed up theologies, because many of them are not of God. And God says, I'll impose judgment on all the gods of Egypt. God can do the same thing with these gods we have right here in these United States. God said it. And I agree, God is the Lord. Remember the blood on the doorpost and the beating? The sign, the blood will be your sign, not your covenant, but a sign that you did what I told you to do. And that's the problem we got today. Symbols have more meaning than what they stand for. Ain't no way in the world. Yeah, this is an emblem of something that changed. But that cross cannot symbolize the pain and suffering that Jesus has gone through. And you know, we do the same thing about the flag, a piece of silk, with a standing for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for everybody. See, so you know, we got to get things right. We got to turn these symbols around and go back to doing what we're supposed to do in the church and in the world. So he said, whenever I see that sign, I'll pass over you. No plague will destroy you when I strike over you. I know we like to say, when God does good things, if God has done it before, God can do it again. But people need to remember, when they try to play God, when they try to pimp God, God can still be in the destroyed business. Oh, the calls of the earth and agendacy. Our text closes with just these words. This is a day of remembering. We will remember what God did for us as individuals and a fellowship. We remember what God did for the people in the text. And we remember what God did for all our creation way back on Calvary. That's why we will continue to celebrate Holy Communion as long as there is New Hope Fellowship. Celebrate, because we don't have to sacrifice a lamb every year. Celebrate because God has provided the perfect sacrifice. The perfect sacrifice that washed away all of our sins. You can know his name. His name is Jesus. And we are covered by his blood. COVID-19 does not allow us to do it the way we used to do. But you know, I love picking up the bread and breaking it. I love picking up that cup. The cup that represented his body. And the wine in the cup that represented his shed blood. We remember the sacrifice. We celebrate the sacrifice. The sacrifice, as we wouldn't use the same sometimes, Jesus paid it all.
all to him I hold. Sin had not a premises stayed. And what did he do? I said he washed it. He washed it. He washed it. Paul as the one. The blood has made us what? Whole again. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me pure as snow. No other blood I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And since we don't need to sacrifice animals anymore, it's time for us to become a living sacrifice. A sacrifice of love. A sacrifice of peace. A sacrifice of giving up our sinful ways. That's the least we can do as we celebrate. And as we celebrate in the years to come, all of these things, all of these things, all of the things that our God, a mighty God, a wonderful God, an awesome God has done for us. Amen. Amen. Amen.